Our next report takes a look at the world of big tech. The COVID-19 pandemic has been catastrophic for the world economy, but for companies such as Apple, Google, and Amazon, it has been extremely advantageous. Why is this the case? And what are the consequences? Our journalist analyzes the situation. What are the five big tech companies?
Big tech is the American term for the 21st century's five major technology companies: Apple, Alphabet, Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Microsoft. Together, they account for 20% of the value of the entire US stock market and for more than the entire European stock market. It is a level of domination by a single industry unseen since the Second World War, but a logical result of their profitability. As of May 2020, the five companies had combined cash reserves of $557 billion. And while 2020 was an absolutely disastrous year for the world economy, big tech grew even bigger.
Why the big boom?
Because the COVID-19 crisis has worked in their favor. The more that people have been forced to socially isolate, the more they have depended on technology for work, education, shopping, entertainment, and interaction. Amazon, for instance, has seen its sales increase by 40% since the start of the pandemic, causing its stock to rise by 97%. At the same time, Apple increased its sales by 124%, so that it became the first company to be valued at more than $2 trillion. How big is that? Well, if it were a country and that was its GDP, Apple would now be positioned just behind France.
How does that impact inequality?
The wealth of many of America's 643 billionaires is tech-related, which is why 2020 saw inequality explode. Since the start of the crisis, more than 50 million Americans have lost their jobs, whereas these billionaires have, on average, seen their personal wealth grow by $4.7 billion every day. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg is 84% richer than he was before the crisis. At the very top of the pile, the world's richest man, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, has seen his wealth grow by 65%. Today, Bezos could give every one of Amazon's 798,000 employees a $100,000 bonus, and he'd still be richer than he was before the pandemic.
So, what's next?
Robert Reich, who was US Labor Secretary in the 1990s, has said American capitalism is off the rails and that the country should introduce a wealth tax to cover the healthcare costs of poorer Americans. Left-wing Senator Bernie Sanders has created the Make Billionaires Pay Act, which proposes a one-time 60% tax on wealth that US billionaires gained during the COVID pandemic.
But would that really change anything?
Not fundamentally, but there is also a growing desire to limit big tech's domination. In October 2020, the US government filed a lawsuit accusing Google of abusing its dominance over internet searches. Similar accusations may be coming for Amazon and Facebook. But it is probably too late for regulatory attacks. Big tech can afford the best legal defenses money can buy, and, as we are more tech-dependent than ever, these companies have lots of friends in high places.